人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到 Bellevue 的市长 John Chalminiak，欢迎 John 来到我们西雅图中文电台。
So welcome, John, to our American Stories program. So just introduce yourself a little bit.
Thank you. I'm very pleased to be here. I'm the mayor of Bellevue. Fairly new at that because that started in January, but I've been a member of the Bellevue City Council, first elected in 2003. So I'm in my 15th year on the Bellevue City Council.
这样说，很高兴来到这里。虽然今年一月刚刚开始担任市长职务，但是他已经在市议会作为市议会成员，已经是从2003年开始的事情了。
我们也更多的介绍一下江啊。那么江南他是出生在西雅图，他在 Bellevue 已经生活了22年。他最开始呢是 Kilo 电台的一名记者，现在后来呢他在叫 Waste Management 这个公司工作啊，2003年担任Bellevue 的市政厅议员以来呢已经有15年，今年1月份是开始担任市长。
So we introduce you a little bit. So you born.And grow up in Seattle, and then you worked in a radio station also before, and then you also worked at the WM company. Since 2003, you worked with the city council for 15 years already.
Yes, the city council job is a part-time job.Which is one of the things that I like about it, because our council members, most of them have full-time jobs, so they're concentrating on that. They're being part of the community, but they're also serving as a council member and making decisions to make our community better.
这样说，他非常荣幸能够做兼职的市议会成员，因为这一点很特别。这样不仅可以在市议会任职，同时也是这个 community 的议员，可以为这个社区做更多，而且更了解这个社区。
我们想知道是什么原因，您认为是什么原因您今年会被当选为Bellevue 市的市长。
So we're wondering why or how what's reason you think that you were elected as the mayor of Bellevue?
I think I was elected as the mayor of Bellevue because I'm a nice person. as serving for with mayor, as mayor, you need to work very carefully and closely with the other 6 members of the council.And I think that the other 6 members felt that I could do that, make sure that they had their voice that was heard. But I also had that opportunity to have my voice heard as well. In the end, when we vote on something, whether we agree or disagree, we all come together and work together to make the city better.
So...张表示，首先，为什么他会被选作议员？因为他是一个非常 nice 的人。其次呢，很重要的一点，作为市长，他需要非常当心和其他成员6个成员的合作，因为他需要听到他们的声音，同时也要让自己的声音被听到，这样最终可以达成一致共识，这样能够让 Bellevue 市更好。
我认为这是非常有趣的事情，可能在全世界也不多见，因为您担任市长是兼职的工作。那您能不能告诉我们，就是您作为 Bellevue 的市长，就是日常的工作是怎样的
So we think it's pretty interesting. You can work part-time like a mayor. So could you please tell us about what is your working day, like regular working day looks like?
I don't know that there is anything like a regular working day, but it is a matter of balancing your time, balancing the job that I have to do for my employer full-time, and balancing the commitment to the community.
So, 这样说，他觉得永远没不会有一个非常常规的工作日，永远都是要寻找一种平衡，在他做的全职和兼职市长的这个工作当中。
So I work very hard at my job and during the day. Sometimes there's travel that's involved in that. We're now connected, as everybody is, electronically, so we can do lots of work that way. But luckily, I work in the day, I work in Kirkland, and if I have to come into Bellevue, it's just a 10-minute drive, and then I'm back at work.
所以，首先，工作认真是非常重要的，平时也会有一些出差。当然，电子通讯的方便和发展给他，尤其给John带来了很大的帮助。白天他的全职工作是在 Kirkland， 所以一般其实也只要10分钟的交通时间就可以回到 Bellevue 来工作。
And having served on the council now for 15 years, I have a good background in most of, if not all of the issues that come before the council. So I understand the history of where we've been, and that helps me with making decisions.And also working with the staff and my fellow council members.
所以，通过15年的服务经验，让John有了很好的对整个 council 跟整个市议员的理解。所以，这更有助于他更好的和其他的市议员和他的员工共事，并做出最好的决定。
您能不能介绍一下，就是？Bellevue 的市政厅的其他的成员，我们知道市政厅有7位成员，包括您自己。
So, could you please introduce the council members you've been talking about to our listeners? So, we know there are 7 of them, right?
Correct. There are 7 council members. We have varied backgrounds, and we bring a lot of good skills and some different skills, to the council.I'll go through their names in just a moment, but I'll let you translate first.
所以这样说，他们有着不同的背景，一共7个市议员，他们也有不同的技能。他现在呢，就要介绍他们的名字。
So the deputy mayor, who I work very closely with, is Lynn Robinson. Professionally, she is a physical therapist.Okay. And she works mostly with patients who are older, so she works with seniors.
所以John 经常一起共事的有 Lynn Robinson, 还有 Deputy Mayor.
他 Lynn 就是副市长。
Lynn 就是副市长。然后还有就是Lee.
然后他现在只介绍了一个。
只介绍了一个，不好意思。所以对他介绍的是 Lynn，
对，
所以他是一个运动理疗师，他经常会跟一些老年的这个社区成员一起共事。
Another council member is council member Conrad Lee, who has also served as mayor. Conrad has been on the council. He's the only one who's been on the council longer than I. He's been 26 years. He is very passionate about the community.And he believes so strongly in the economic development of the community and that people have great jobs. I really like working with him a lot.
下一位John介绍的是 Conrad Lee. 他是唯一一个比John在市议会待的时间更长的人。他也曾经担任过市长。他在Bellevue 的经济发展上做出了巨大的贡献，让人们有了更好更多的工作。
Councilmember Jennifer Robertson, who is a land use and city lawyer in her day job. She lives on Somerset. And again, she brings a lot of great skills to the council, both her knowledge of the law and her ability to explain things.
另一位呢是 Jennifer Robinson， 她注重在法律上面的这个有强大的背景，所以也给整个市议会带来了很强大的技术支持。
Councilmember John Stokes has been on the City Council since 2011. He also served as a mayor of the city. He was just the past mayor of the city. He, again, brings a passion for the community, and he has a very strong interest in education, and he speaks to that a lot on the council.
下一位是 John Stokes.他呢是上一任的市长，他从2011年在市议会任职，他着重于教育领域，也经常在我们这个社区发表教育相关的演讲和言论。
And then there are two council members who were just elected, so they're very new. The first would be council member Janice Zahn. She has an engineering background.And works at the Port of Seattle. She's very methodical in her thinking.
接下来有两位刚刚新被选入市议会的成员。第一位是 Janice John. 她呢是有工程师的背景。她现在在 Port of
西雅图港。
西雅图港任职。她有非常强的逻辑思维。
And Jared Neuenhaus.Who is in some ways a little like me. He has a communication and marketing background. What I really like about Jared is he's quiet. He doesn't speak a lot. So when he does speak up, I listen to him.
另外一位更相对来说比较新的市议员是 Jared Neuenhaus, that's a hard last name. 他是有市场营销的背景，他这个人很安静，但是言出怎么说呢，就是非常，
对，一旦
说了的话就非常有力量，所以John非常喜欢听他的意见。
And you reminded me of one other thing I like about Mr. Neuenhaus. His name is more difficult than mine.
所以就像我刚刚卡住的一样，他的另外一个特点就是他的姓非常难念。
我们想知道就是 Bellevue 市政厅现在就是优先权最高的那些工作是有哪些啊
？So our next question was, what are the top priority tasks now for the city of Bellevue?
Well, a top priority for me is always the financial stability of the city. Right now, the city has a very good financial base, but because as we grow, we need to have more services. One of those is the building of a new fire station.
所以首要任务，首要重要的是这个我们市的财务状况。现在这样认为我们有很好的经济基础，但是随着城市的发展，我们下一个想要关注的是建一个消防站。
And that means that in about 2021 to 2022, we will need to hire and bring online and pay for about 14 new firefighters. And that's expensive, but we have to do it to make sure the city is safe.
所以这就意味着会有很大的一笔花销，而且我们也需要雇大概14个左右的新的消防员，这将是会是一个我们面临的挑战。
Because one of the things the city prides itself on is being a safe city and providing good emergency medical fire services, a excellent police department.
所以因为我们市的一个首要任务就是建立一个安全的城市，所以这意味着我们需要有很好的紧急救援设施，包括消防局还有警察局。
two other major issues that people talk about a lot are transportation and the congestion that we have in the city, the difficulty of getting around.
另外两个非常人们关注的问题，一个是交通，我们要如何能够更方便地进行日常的这个 commute?
I think we bring a balanced approach to our transportation issues. We're building new roads to provide capacity for cars. We want to have more buses in the city. And of course, light rail through Sound Transit will be coming to the city in 2023. That construction is underway now.
所以为了实现这一点，市议会在做很多努力。首先他们建了新路，其次呢也会有新的公交系统和公交车。另外呢现在我们的轻轨也在建设当中，预计在2023年会通行，现在正在建设。
And the other issue that we hear a lot about is the affordability of housing. How much it costs to live within Bellevue, to pay for a house or to pay for rent. And we understand that that is very difficult on a number of families, and that even our businesses are realizing that we need to have more affordable housing so that their employees can live here while they work here.
另外一个人们很关注的问题呢，是经济适用房问题。这样理解，现在房价在 Bellevue 是一个很大的难题。除了家庭租金以外，其实对于各种大小的企业来说，也是一个头等大事，因为这也意味着他们的员工可不可以付得起在这里住宿的费用，从而能更好的在公司工作。
And something that is very important to me is our system of parks. And as we continue to grow that park system and maintain the park system, it is one of the things that makes Bellevue extremely, extremely exciting as a city to live in. And I'm fully committed to our park system.
另外一个 John 非常热衷和感兴趣的事业呢，就是建设 Bellevue 城市的公园系统，这个也是让 Bellevue 更有吸引力的一个重要因素，他现在正在致力于发展这一点。
As our gathering places, parks are an area where we see all of the cultures that are part of Bellevue on display, and that is something I love.
所以这样说，最有吸引力的核心其实是文化，是 Bellevue 的文化特色，他这也是他想要着重努力的方面。
我们进一下广告，广告之后回来。
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上十点整，这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情。
1150 AM, 西雅图中文电台。
这里是您的信息中心。
这里是您的心灵港湾。
这里是您的精神家园。
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 App 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
热烈祝贺！
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文电台，
开播六周年。
由西雅图中文电台主办的中美企业家论坛。2018年西雅图高峰会将于8月18日到20日在 Bellevue 希尔顿大酒店隆重举行，主会场演讲嘉宾包括西雅图市长珍妮·德肯、美国总统的亚太事务顾问王田、亚马逊副总裁李南燕等。 并设有移民、中美贸易、创业、投资、房地产、健康及养老产业、人工智能、区块链及留学教育等八个分会场。这是思想的华山论剑，这是智慧的巅峰碰撞。报名请登录西雅图中文电台网站 ChineseRadioSeattle.com 或致电206-619-8698 206-619-8698。
无论任何年龄，当您选择入籍时，沃斯律师事务所能为您提供全方位的移民保障。
您无需担心自己的英文水平，只需致电832-982-5935，沃斯律师事务所将为您排忧解难。
如果您的公民配偶不愿意为您申请2年或10年的绿卡，如果您有移民案件需要出席法庭，如果您在申请工作类绿卡遇到困难，如果移民局拒绝您的绿卡或签证申请，无论案件是在美国境内或者境外，沃斯律师事务所都能帮您一一解决。
详情请致电832-982-5935，沃斯律师事务所，您的移民申请保障。
欢迎回到西雅图中文电台《美国故事》栏目。今天我们的嘉宾是贝尔维尤市的市长 John Chalminiak。我们非常感谢江市长能够拔荣啊，就是在百忙之中来到我们西雅图中文电台。刚刚呢，他给我们介绍了那个贝尔维尤市市政府面临的一些就是重要的工作啊。那我们其实对江本人的一些经历也非常的感兴趣。其实最大的一个我觉得亮点啊，他的简历上面就是说江他曾经打败过一只熊。那么江您能不能跟我们分享一下当初是什么样的一个情形？
So welcome back, John. And we're very happy you're here with us. We're honored to have you here. So we talk about, you know, you serve at the city council, in the previous section. So our listener, our audience also very interested in your personal experience. So let's start with one very, abnormal story, I should say. You fight with a bear and you survived. Could you please tell us about that?
Yes, we have a vacation cabin in eastern Washington. It's very near to lake. It's very near to a lake. And we were there in September. And after getting there on a Friday night, I went to take the dogs for a walk.
这个事情发生在一次度假当中。正去和他的家人一起住在一个度假小屋。这个地方位于东华盛顿的一个湖边。当时是9月份，一个星期五。正想要带他的狗一起去散个步。
That's the time of the year when bears are getting ready to hibernate. They generally will move up a little farther into the mountains to do that.But they're also preparing, getting food, again, to go through that hibernation stage.
那九月份呢，其实对于熊来说是他们的繁殖期，他们会往山的上面位置迁移一些，同时呢，他们也急需寻找食物。
I came down the driveway with the dogs, and as I began to go for the walk,I heard the brush just ahead, and it was dark. I heard the brush break open, and I heard an animal exhale its breath, and I knew exactly what it was. I knew that there was a bear.
So 当 John 和他的狗一起走到路的一起往 driveway 下面走的时候，他听到了一声袭击的声音，而且也听到了这个动物的吼叫声，所以他当时已经意识到是有什么事情发生了。
I could hear the bear begin to run toward me because its nails were hitting the street, and I had a headlamp on, and I saw the bear come into the light of the headlamp, and it launched into me and began attacking me. And we were basically in a hand-to-hand combat for somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes.
所以，John首先是听到了熊的指甲摩擦路面的声音，同时他也感应和看到了熊的移动，从他头上戴的移动照明灯上。所以他们之后熊就开始攻击他，他们就赤手搏斗了大概5到10分钟的时间。
I suffered a number of very severe injuries to most of the upper part of my body, lost my left eye in the fight, and eventually went down on the ground and the bear left me alone at that point. But I was very badly injured. Luckily, my daughter heard that, and my wife then heard it and came outside and saw that, that I was injured.
所以John受到了严重的身体损伤，他不仅上半身受伤严重，而且他也丧失了他左眼的视力。后来他就倒在了地上，但是幸好熊已经离开了，但他的家人，他的女儿和妻子听到了外面的响动声，走出来发现他受伤了。
I was taken by the medics to the hospital. I was then flown by air back to Seattle and taken to Harborview Hospital here in Seattle, where they actually specialize in dealing with those types of injuries. And I spent, I think, 23 days in the hospital at Harborview.
所以后来 John 被飞机送回了 Harborview 医院，这也是他们非常专业可以治疗 John 的这个损伤。那他在医院度过了大概长达23天之久的时间。
There's a group of people from the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife who track animals when they attack. They were able to find this bear and then eventually they killed the bear. And that was pretty much that part of the story.
所以最终的结果是有一个野生动物组织隶属于华盛顿州，他们最终找到了这只袭击John的熊，并且杀掉了它。所以这基本上就是故事的始末。
It taught me a lot. It was obviously a very difficult experience. But it taught me how amazing our medical system can be. And it taught me how supportive a community could be, because so many people within the community, I could feel that they really cared for my survival.
所以通过这个经历呢，John虽然受到了很大的冲击，也非常的困难，但是这也让他更好的了解到了华盛顿州的医疗系统。并且他也得到了很多来自这个社区的支持和关心。
Over about a 2-year period, I had 12 surgeries. But it, again, the medical, it was really a miracle what they were able to do, given the damage, especially to my face, to be able to fix it so that most people may see a few small scars but think it's pretty normal. I have a tough time looking at myself in the mirror, but I see the flaws, but I'm happy to be here every single day.
所以这样说，在2年当中，他前前后后做了12次手术，他依旧觉得这是医疗奇迹的一个体现。他其实花了很长时间来接受自己的形象，尤其他看到自己脸部的样子。但是，其实John现在还是非常帅的，但是他就觉得，其实这个经历也让他学会了很多。他依旧觉得很开心，能够活着，能够在这里工作每一天。
I would say that I do not recommend that anyone pick a fight with a bear.
所以John说他虽然活下来了，但是他非常不建议大家 跟熊进行搏斗
啊。分成非常神奇啊，那感谢上帝啊。那我们还知道将曾经经历过一次火山爆发，那么也是神奇的就是生还了。那将你能不能介绍一下这次经历？
So beside this story, so you mentioned before you also survived from a volcano tragedy. So could you please tell us about that miracle a little bit also?
That was when I was working as a journalist.Working for KIRO radio here. And Mount St. Helens, which is in southwest Washington, is a volcano. And the signs began that it was getting ready for an eruption. And so as a reporter, it became really important to me to cover that story.
所以事情是发生在John 在一个叫做KRIO Radio Station 工作作为一个记者的时候，他听说而且新闻也发布了 St. Helens 这个火山，这个位于华盛顿西南部的这个火山马上就有可能爆发，所以作为一个记者他决定去那里进行报道。
I was working that Sunday morning when the mountain erupted. The eruption of course causes, you knowIt is extremely hot, so the snow melts. That flooded down the river. It took out portions of the forest, and there was a lot of logging that was going on in the area, so there were a lot of logs that, that were there. That took them down the river as well.
所以那是一个周日的早晨。火山爆发之后，它的热量是非常巨大的。它不仅融化了周围的积雪，并且把森林还有周围的一些住宿和酒店同样一起推到了河里面。
I flew that morning. I flew down to the mountain in a helicopter, and we got ahead of that first flow of logs and mud.And literally houses that were wiped out that was flowing down the river. We landed the helicopter in a clearing, and I went out to just do some reporting into the tape recorder that I had so I could play that back later.
所以John当时有机会乘坐直升机顺着山往下飞，他看到了很多房屋顺着水被冲下去，他当时进行了一个录音的记录，所以这也是非常难得的一个。
那我补充一下，就是将士坐了直升机下的山，然后因为火山喷发比较严重，所以就是空中就有很多的石头、木头，还有冲那个火山喷发岩浆冲毁的房屋。
Just continue the story.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, of course. So I was standing by the side of the river. I was actually standing on some logs that were there. And as the water came rushing down and began to rise, what I was standing on became buoyant and started moving down the river.
所以当时这样站在河边，河因为石块的堆积有上涨，所以当时水量流量是非常大的。
So I scrambled back up the bank of the river. I had a radio that I called the pilot, and he flew up. By the time he got there, he couldn't land, and so I had to jump up onto the skids of the helicopter and climb in, and off we went.
当时这样有一个用来记录的小的飞行仪器，它也被顺着水被冲下去了，所以因为水流量很大，所以它也不能着陆，所以这样最后为了保持自己的安全，它跳到了直升机上。
And it wasn't much more than 30 seconds to a minute later when we had taken off and were able to circle back that we saw that that entire area didn't exist anymore. It had been completely wiped out.
所以在这之后，也就是30秒钟左右的时间，他再回顾看他刚刚站在的这一片地上已经是几乎化为乌有了。
I think that's when I determined I should probably do something else with my life.
所以在这件事情发生之后，这样觉得他应该更珍惜他的生活。
好，我们再进下广告，广告之后回来。
位于西雅图市中心的19建筑设计事务所，从事商业和住宅项目的设计和开发，提供从可行性研究、建筑许可到施工监理的全套建筑服务，让你可以安心而没有后顾之忧地进行地产开发和私宅建设。电话206-372-6973。举办婚礼、生日宴会，请到海景大酒楼。
大型晚会、团体宴席，请到海景大酒楼。
面向 Lake Union 的海景大酒楼提供自500人的宴会大厅，是各类庆典的最佳场所。
难忘今宵尽在中国海景大酒楼。 China Harbor 的电话是206-286-1688 206-286-1688。
你知道西雅图有可能会经历大地震吗？灾难发生后，人们是否能够自己凭借自己的力量生存1到2周，是一个很重要的问题。那么我们需要怎么样做，才能让自己更好地去准备应对突发而来的灾难呢？在家里存好应急货物，比如水和食物，因为地震发生之后，超市和交通系统可能会瘫痪。和自己的家人做好计划，比如如果你们走散了，会去哪里汇合，以及如何联系对方。帮助您的邻居，灾难过后以身边的人齐心合力团结起来尤为重要。想要了解更多的信息，请访问 seattle.gov/beprepared。
欢迎回到我们美国故事栏目的节目现场，今天我们的嘉宾是贝尔维尤市的市长约翰柴尔米利亚克先生啊，就是他刚刚给我们介绍非常传奇的经历，就是两次就是大难不死啊，可以说是因为一次是火山爆发，然后他被水冲走之后游到岸边，然后呼救直升机飞来之后又跳上了直升机，因为直升机不能着陆。那另一次呢，他是赤手空拳就是跟一头熊搏斗，结果呢熊最终是跑掉了，然后他受了重伤。那我相信任何一个人有这种在死亡边缘能够生还的经历啊，都是非常传奇的。那我们现在呢，因为时间的原因呢，还是回到这个讲日常工作的更加神奇的方面啊，因为他现在也在正在创造贝尔维尤市的传奇。贝尔维尤市在这样的领导之下呢，现在正在做一些非常重要的工作。在其实刚刚过去的2周前啊，就是7月16号，贝尔维尤市政厅他们投了一个票，就是针对就是贝尔维尤市给流浪者就 homeless 的人建立这个庇护所的就是房子的一个决议。那么能不能就是市长先生，您能不能给我们介绍一下当时这个市政厅这个决议的情况，然后最后现在这个投票结果对这些无家可归者有什么样的影响？
So again, welcome back and sitting with us. So you just talk about your personal life legend, but now you're also creating the legend for the city. On July 16th, in a 4-3 vote, the city council adopted a land use code amendment.For shelters and homeless services. So how is the issue processing right now, and what are the challenges for the implement of LUCA? So do you think City of Bellevue can solve the homeless issue effectively with this
I think that Bellevue can do a much better job. Bellevue and the other cities on the east side can do a much better job than the city of Seattle has done with homelessness. People see the encampments in Seattle, and because we're talking about dealing with homelessness in Bellevue, they ask a question, why do you want to bring that to Bellevue? And the answer is, we don't. We want a solution to homelessness so that we don't have the same situation that Seattle has.
这样认为其实 Bellevue 是在这方面相较于西雅图是有更好的举措，人们总是质疑为什么想要把这个问题提上台面，但是其实他们真正意图是要解决这个问题，不想跟西雅图有同样严重的 homeless 的问题。
The first step is really to have a place for the homeless to be. And it's especially necessary for those who are sleeping in our parks, sleeping under underpasses, and are in other areas of the city. We need to have a place where they can come, they can be inside, and eventually we can get services to them.
所以能够实现有效控制的第一步是找到一个固定的居所给无家可归的人，特别是他们经常在各个地方安家，所以如果能有一个地方让他们在室内能够居住的话，将会是解决问题的第一步。We
work with a group called Congregations for the Homeless, who run our shelter system in Bellevue. They operate very successfully a men's shelter during the winter, and we want to be able to have that shelter be open full time and to find a permanent location for it.
他们现在市议会正在跟一个帮助援助 homeless 的组织一起共事。 他们一般是在冬天会对 homeless 开放一个住所，提供他们的居住。但是现在John和其他的市议员希望能够把这个变成一个全年全天候的住所，让他们得以居住。The
land use code that was passed sets up a process by which we'll be able to site that shelter and any others that need to be built in Bellevue, while involving the public and working to have the public embrace the shelter as part of the community.
所以这项land use code通过了之后，其实是为建立更多固定的庇护所提供了很大的支持，而且也能够让这个社区的其他成员一起加入到建设这些庇护所的工程当中。
And people who are homeless are in a difficult situation, so we need to deal with that in a smart way, in a way that keeps both them and the community safe. We also need to realize that people are homeless for a lot of different reasons, and so we need services, especially those for mental health or drug treatment, for those who are having those issues. 所以其实无家可归的人，他们的处境是非常困难的。我们需要找到更加理智和明智的方式来和他们进行交涉。他们很多，所以我们需要做一些适当的调查，来看到底是什么问题导致了这些安全隐患。很多是由于他们患有一些精神上的问题，或者进行毒品交易而造成的。So we are working with the other cities on the east side, particularly Kirkland and Redmond, in having a system to deal with the homeless, both men, women, and families who are here on the east side. And they are there. In a lot of ways, they're hidden from you, but homeless people are here in Bellevue. We're not importing a problem.
所以现在贝尔维尤的市议会正在和其他大西雅图地区东部的两个城市一起共同致力于解决 homeless 的问题，包括 Kirkland 和 Redmond， 所以这在不久将来将会得到一定程度上的解决。
嗯，我相信这个问题非常的重要，但是也非常的艰难啊。那么我们因为时间有限，我们继续讨论另一个话题，就是将在前面的讲话当中也提到，就是贝尔维尤现在有一些所谓的 traffic， 就是交通堵塞啊。那么除了这个轻轨之外，有没有其他的解决的方法？
So like we mentioned before, because of the time, we can't talk more on that, Luca. So you mentioned we're suffering, you know, traffic problems in Bellevue. So beside the light rail you mentioned before, are there any other better solutions or solutions you guys are coming up with?
Well, we are expanding roadways.In particular, in the areas where the city is growing. So there are some in areas going into the Bell Red District. We've had major construction on roadways to increase capacity.
所以现在除了轻轨之外，市议会也正在着力扩张道路，尤其是在城市发展非常快的地方。类似于 Bell Red 区，我们在市议会在着重增加道路的容量。
We work with Metro Transit and Sound Transit to increase bus service, so that people have that as an option. And there are some very good ways of getting around by bus.
同样呢，除了道路以外，他们也在和 Metro 和 Sound Transit 这两家公司一起合作，来扩充更多的公交车。
2 years ago, we began developing a group at the city who is working on the smart technology that we need to be able to move cars and buses and people in a much more efficient manner.
在从2年前开始，市议会也在和一个组织一起合作，他们主要是着重于智能技术，能够更好的让车公私家车、公交车还有行人更好的互相安排和协调。
And we have a grant application to the federal government.To develop a new on-demand rideshare or van-share program that will connect people who live in South King County with the businesses where they work in Bellevue and in Kirkland.
他们同时也在和联邦政府一起研究和商讨，能够有一个共享班车的这么一个项目，能够让在南部King County King 州的这些工作的人能够到贝尔维尤市顺利的来交通。
There's no one solution that solves congestion or traffic, but you have to have a balanced system, and you have to recognize that in areas where the economy is good.You're going to have traffic jams. But if we can use our road system and transit system more efficiently, especially through smart technology, you move a lot more people with what you have.
其实这样认为，没有一个解决方案是完美的，总是需要有一定的权衡和均衡。所以他们想要尽可能在今后更多的利用智能技术，能够能更有效的在，尤其是在经济密集发展的这个贝尔维尤是经济密集发展的地区，更好的协调道路交通。
好，我们节目马上就到尾声，今天非常荣幸请到 贝尔维尤的市长江乔米尼亚克光临我们的节目。那我们最后一个问题就是，因为贝尔维尤亚裔跟华裔的人比较多，而且呢人数一直在增长，那您对我们知道华裔啊，我们华人也在积极的参政议政，那您对我们贝尔维尤地区的华人有没有什么建议？
So at the end of our program today, we have one more question, one to learn from you. So as you know, in Bellevue, there's a really big Chinese community, or say Asian community. So, and they're also very actively, you know, want to, you know, join or work on political work. Mm-hmm. So do you have anything want to share with them or anything you want to tell them?
Advice.
Yeah, advice.
To the Chinese community.
Yeah.
So my advice to the Chinese community or any other community is get involved in your city. Schools are a great place to get involved. We have a wonderful program, and many members of the Chinese community have been through it. It's called Bellevue Essentials.
所以这样能给出的第一个最好的建议呢，是让大家尽量参与到社区的建设当中，学校会是一个非常好的选择和开端。他们有一个项目叫做 Bellevue Essentials.
I know that we have been accepting applications for the next class. I believe it's 7 weeks. You have to give up one night during that week. You will learn how the city of Bellevue works. You'll learn opportunities to be involved with the city.
他们已经接受了一些申请在这个项目当中，所以在接下来的七周之内，会有至少有一个一天，申请人会学习和了解关于贝尔维尤这个城市，并且如何更好的参与到城市建设当中。
And once you have that background, you then become a much more active member of the community, and you should apply then for the various boards and commissions, citizen boards and commissions that the city has.
所以一旦通过这个学习项目有了更好的背景，就会成为贝尔维尤社区的一个更加积极的成员。
It's been a very successful program, because when I came on the Bellevue City Council in 2004, almost everyone who served on a board and commission looked exactly like I do, and now those boards and commissions really represent how our community works, how our community looks.
他认为，张认为这是一个非常成功的项目，因为在初期的时候，他觉得，就是各个组织和会员，他们可能对这个社区的了解并不是非常好，但是现在他们可以非常好的了解和诠释这个我们的这个 community, 我们的社区。
And there's one other thing that as mayor I've been trying to remind people of and remind myself of, and that is make sure to treat people with respect. That's a very important thing, and that helps when there are issues where you disagree. Treating people respectfullyhelps bridge those issues.
另外一个最为重要的方面和建议，这样认为，他经常提醒他人和自己要带着尊重，尤其是当遇到冲突和一些问题的时候，用尊重来化解它，并且找到真正的解决办法。
好，那最后市长您能跟我们西雅图中文电台的听众说一句话吗？
So, very, very last. At the end, just one sentence. What do you want to say to our, especially our radio station audience?
Listeners.
Yeah, listeners.
Those of you who live in Bellevue, you're in a very special place. For those of you who might be listening somewhere else in the world,Come to Bellevue because it's a very special place.
Thank you. 这样说， 已经住在贝尔维尤市的人，你们很幸运，因为这是一个非常特别的地方。如果哪些听众在世界其他的各个角落在听我们的节目，欢迎你们来贝尔维尤。
好，谢谢市长，也谢谢各位听众朋友收听，感谢博文的翻译。
Thank you again, Mayor, and then we're so happy to have you again, and hopefully we will, you know, talk more in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It was fun.
Thank you.
热烈祝贺！
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 西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文电台，
开播六周年。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698 206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。